Brian always gets introduced.
I'll tell you why. I know you've been asking this, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you why. First of all, let me introduce the show.
No. I'm asking.
We're asking why
do you get to do it?
It was about a year ago.
Uh-huh. Bullshit.
Not. It's true. It couldn't have been.
Because we haven't been doing the show for a year. But
it wasn't quite a year ago. And I said, hey, Gregory and Robert, let's do a podcast from my home.
Wait a minute.
Whoa, you came up with this idea?
Second.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. This is news to me.
Yeah, this is news to me.
Just go with the
flow. Okay, cool.
Okay. Yep. Yes and.
Mm-hmm. Yes mm-hmm. and. What?
So, I introduced the show.
That's not enough for me.
That's not enough either.
Greg, I think you should hit it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to The Shide Show. I'm Gregory Hoyt alongside Brian Gerard and Robert The Shide.
Yo, welcome.
All right, that's the reason why you don't introduce the show.
I just hear my professional fucking...
Did you hear them? They were cheering.
You didn't hear them in the background?
Did you hear that? Uh-huh. People cheering.
Oh.
That's some whistling.
That's the teapot.
Yeah,
ready.
Baby. No, that's a teapot. Damn.
That's the teapot. Ready.
That was really good.
Yeah.
That's a radio
like on
voice.
A scale of 1 to 10, that was about a negative 7.
Oh.
What?
That was my radio voice, Brian.
Oh.
Let me try it in the hip hop. Yo, what's up, kids? This is Greg Hoyt representing. Yo, you at the Shide Show, bitches.
Yo.
I'm alongside Brian Gerard and Robert Shide.
Hell yeah.
Eat a dick, yo. Now, I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah?
That was a little bit better.
Oh, you like that.
Can you give me a redneck version?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
There it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Lacombe.
Special guest. Doug is back. We have Doug back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Speaking of Southern... NASCAR shit. Doug was our expert.
But this time we're going highbrow here.
Highbrow.
Well, because Doug also represents a very highbrow level of society.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's he has a coin in his hand, and on one side of that coin is NASCAR,
mm-hmm.
and on the other side of that coin is the highfalutin art world.
Oh, is this a figurative coin?
I don't know. Do you actually have that coin?
I think it's in my wallet.
It's a literal coin.
It's a commemorative coin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Limited edition.
Yeah. Right.
And you're in
the other ones right here.
Whoa.
I keep them around my neck.
Nice. I hear it.
Those are the coins.
Fancy.
Wow.
Fancy.
He's got two of them.
Do you have anything around your neck, Shide?
Just my heart and this albatross.
What the hell? Brian, do you wear anything around your neck?
Just a noose.
Okay. I don't wear anything around my neck, so...
Okay. Yeah. So, Doug, what is this...
Yes.
You're writing again,
yes.
And you're writing this art magazine, is that right?
I am. I started an art magazine with a couple of friends called Debacle.
Oh, my God.
Debacle.
Debacle's going to get you laid, dude. You know that, right?
Dude, we were calling ourselves art pimps the other day.
Oh, wow. See, I know the art world.
I was joking, but I wasn't.
Not really.
Wasn't joking.
So you make a magazine called Debacle, uh-huh. and you're going to get laid.
I got a fucking business card.
Oh my god.
I've seen boobs already.
Now hold on. Just for the record, Doug, can you explain what boobs are to Robert?
Brian, it has been a while, but I still know what they are.
Oh. They're the same as titties.
Doug, tell us a little bit about Debacle.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I'm glad you asked. It's a joint venture between a couple buddies of mine, James mm-hmm. and Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Editor and managing editor, mm-hmm. and I'm senior writer.
Heyo!
Yeah,
in high school, senior in high school. I get that.
That's true.
I don't think that's what it means, Greg. I think it means he's the top writer.
Got it.
But you know, Robert said highfalutin. And you're right.
Yeah,
it is.
It's good. Highfalutin is good.
So it's more like an art book, but it's also a magazine. There's a few ads in there. You know,
is it monthly publication? Quarterly?
It's quarterly. It's free, cool. And it's in discriminating places around town.
Like what? In Los Angeles? That's the town you're talking about.
It's all about LA, and it's in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Like what type of places? Like strip joints or
no, discriminating?
Discriminating. Oh, sorry. I thought
Brian, tell everyone what discriminating means.
Being a redneck.
Oh, my God.
No, wait.
Just try to
ask him. Why'd you ask him? He's still making up definitions for words.
Anyways, keep going.
Being discriminatory is akin to being... I'm sorry, Greg.
Selective. Okay, moving on.
Practical, I call it.
Yeah,
it's selective.
Okay. All right.
Great. And these are artists that you've met through shows, or?
Yeah, when we were starting this, we were like, oh, I got a million art friends, you have a million art friends, let's do this magazine. And that was me having, repeating their conversation.
Oh,
and
that wasn't said, you having a conversation.
Let's call Doug, because he doesn't do anything, and we owe him.
Did they meet you in a bathroom?
Yeah, did they proposition
like
you in
Brian
a bathroom?
Like Brian did when he propositioned me for NASCAR.
Because apparently that works.
No, but a lot of the good brainstorming does happen in bathrooms and bars around town.
Make fun, Gregory Hoyt. Yeah, go ahead, make fun. Ahead. Progress happens from public bathrooms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good, see if you're ever in it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Now, is the Baco going to actually host art events? Like, are we going to be able to...
Well, there's the opening, and we're curating an art show in June.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Is that out in the Los Angeles coast?
Will be on the L.A. coast.
Mm. Excellent.
In downtown L.A.
Mm. It would make absolutely no sense for an L.A. art magazine to have an art show anywhere else. Robert.
Right.
Greg, let me talk to you for a second.
Uh-huh.
Just to the side.
Sure.
Here.
Okay.
Okay. Greg, he didn't say it was L.A.-based. He said it was an art magazine.
No, he definitely fucking
said it. Hey, Doug, this isn't a conversation that deals with
Robert,
you. Greg,
listen,
Greg
Robert,
and I are
Robert,
talking.
Wait, right.
I've been here before.
What?
He said it was an L.A.
What do you mean?
You didn't go to the side long enough. You didn't pull yourself to the side.
Greg,
physically, we went, we're on the side.
We're on the side. You leaned over, too.
But you're making a fucking fool of us. He's right here.
Your language, he can't hear me. What I'm saying is this. He could have just as easily opened this show on the New York coast.
God damn you.
He could have. There's a big art world over
there.
We're
ignoring our guests. Can we get back to
What?
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Listen, we just went to the side there for a second. We're just talking about some technical
things. Now, Doug.
The mic's not working properly.
Yes, no. It's,
right.
A
couple things you probably don't know.
Mm.
I know that you do know that Greg Hoyt's an artist.
Yes. Mm.
I know that you don't know that I am a great artist, too.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one knows that.
Nobody knows that because Brian's keeping it all bottled up.
Yeah, bottled up.
Bottled it up.
Someday he'll release that onto a canvas.
I'm thinking probably sometime around June of this year. I'm going to let that out. I'm going to let that out of the bag.
He'll come in here and his place will look like Jackson Pollock's little warehouse.
Do I look like an abstract paintness to you?
I think that everything you've bottled up, paintness, let's just gloss over that part.
I want to kill myself. I want to kill myself. I really do. I hate the show.
You hate the show?
I do.
I'm not having a lot of fun.
You're not?
No, not this time.
Hey, Greg, did you mention to Doug that you're a artiste?
Well, have I ever mentioned that to you?
I think we
you know Greg, that I'm an artist?
I do. Greg and I are actually, it's probably on the down low, but I can tell everybody now in the podcast world that we're working together.
Oh, yeah.
Is that why he's back a second time, Greg?
Yeah, I need to
your kind
of caress him and, influence.
What?
You not caress physically, caress mentally.
And emotionally.
And emotionally.
You're mentally caressing.
Reassuring, stiff.
Yeah. Like you rub my back because it's stiff.
You're rubbing his
back. I'll rub your stiffness too.
Right.
It makes total sense.
Yeah.
I get all of that.
Exactly. Guys, this sounds horrible.
No.
It's a debacle. Ha! Like the magazine. Do you get it?
Is there a web presence for
there
debacle?
There is, debaclemag.com. Nice. Check it out.
Debacle mag.com.
Yeah. It's not so much recurring. Every theme has every issue has a theme.
Mm.
Okay.
So, we explore these different themes and we ask artists about that theme rather than where did you come from and why do you paint turtles?
Sure.
Will you ever have me in the magazine?
Hope not.
I would like to. If it makes sense,
Can you imagine
Brian
that?
Too? Robert,
no, it won't make sense.
It won't make sense for Greg.
Yeah.
It might make sense for me. I mean, once
come
I really,
June.
Come June and I really
That's
actually
true. That's
you know,
true.
Now Doug, I'm just going to put this forward here. I'm an artist as well. I don't know if you knew that.
You know what Robert paints? It's the most disturbing paintings I've ever seen in my life. Ceilings would be better.
Shower
he
dreams?
Paints. No. Robert Scheid has painted Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and who?
No. Gandhi and...
Mandela.
Mandela.
Nelson Mandela.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I listened to this goddamn show.
Yeah. Well, would you rather I painted...
It's so crazy that he does that.
No.
Like, I paint from a place of sadness and despair and just, looking for something bigger. Robert paints the greatest men of all time.
Just so, what's
something.
Wrong with that?
It just says something about you. I remember when we found that out, we were talking about, where does that anger go? Where does your... I don't trust a guy like Robert Scheid who paints Nelson Mandela and Gandhi. I don't trust a man like that.
Pictures?
No!
So you'd rather trust a guy like me who just takes a canvas and paints it black?
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
You're making a statement.
Absolutely. So my artwork probably wouldn't make it into a magazine called Debacle.
It might.
It actually might. It actually might. It actually could be a perfect fit.
It could be.
Having Robert, a picture of Robert with paintings of fucking Nelson Mandela and Gandhi, and it's in the magazine Debacle, and then you then you describe why you paint
on
these
the
men.
Caption, I would just write John Cusack.
Yeah, sure.
It opens up his personal art collection to
perfect.
Us. And then
perfect.
It would make us look cooler. Oh, they're man, like, totally. Well, fuck, these guys know John Cusack. Who's from Chicago?
Know was
and I know how much you like Chicago.
Hey, Chicago's great. Chicago. Yeah, that's just one more thing about it.
You know, funny, 6 degrees of separation.
Chicago?
John Cusack is in a movie about Hitler that you might find interesting. Shied?
Really?
Yeah.
What, a recent one? Or?
Yeah, it's actually pretty recent. Have you guys seen that?
No.
It's a movie about Hitler. And the thing that's interesting is that it's a movie that explores Hitler as an artist, a frustrated artist as a young man. And John Cusack is an art manager in Germany. And he's Hitler's art manager.
So I would like this because of
you're
John
German
Cusack.
And you're a Hitler fan.
And you look like John Cusack.
Right. No, wait a second. Whoa, hang on. Can I just go back on a couple of those points?
Nope.
I think the John Cusack one was accurate.
So, Doug, when does the magazine first come out?
Well, like the first issue is in March. And if people have already, if it's past March and this, you know, thing's on, you can look for the next one in June, right before the art show, June 17th.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you don't actually get the paper copy, you can go online and see the whole thing?
You can. There's a PDF, iPad version.
Oh, cool.
But, you know,
iPad presents.
Pick up the real one.
You should have it
on your coffee table because it'll be good for girls to look at.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently.
And everyone can get laid from Debacle.
I'm pretty sure.
Like that's the thing that even if you have it in your apartment, you could get laid, Shied.
Me?
I think so.
Yeah, you.
Just by having it there.
Yeah.
But I got to get
the
girls to go to the apartment first.
Shied. Seriously, listen to me right now.
Baby steps.
You know? Girls come over.
Yeah.
Hey, look at, what's that?
Oh, what's
Debacle.
That? Oh, that's my friend's magazine.
Boom.
My friend's
exactly.
magazine.
Next
wow.
thing you know,
exactly.
their shoes are hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Just dangling. Shoes.
Yeah.
And then they hang themselves. No,
like,
but seriously,
they're
at
my apartment.
Like, I painted the guy who didn't give Hitler an art show. And next, I'm going to paint the guy who didn't draft Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm
going
to paint LeBron James'
Have you ever heard of the fact that
Michael
Jordan's dad was off because of gambling debts?
I've heard that.
I've heard that, too.
It's kind of an urban legend at this point. I mean, it's never really founded.
Do you think it's real, Doug?
No, I've heard that tied to that rumor is the fact that he had to leave the NBA for a year. Quietly.
Had
the NBA asked him to retire.
Really?
For a year as a timeout.
No.
But
because
of gambling.
You know, I don't
throw in
don't
some
know.
Games.
Yeah. No, not gambling.
No,
on basketball.
He would do that.
Just gambling.
Gambling,
yeah.
He would never throw games.
You know, I don't believe any of that. I don't believe that if Hitler had been an accomplished painter that
it wouldn't have happened.
Still.
I mean, artists, they don't make money.
Some do.
Yeah.
Some do.
Most of them don't, though.
I would agree with you. Mm. I would agree with you.
I've made some money as an artist.
How do you make money as an artist?
You have to get in front of the right people, and you have to accept criticism. A lot of artists don't like hearing that their work is decorative. They would, it makes a statement, it's bold. And you're like, yeah, but if someone's going to pay for it and put it in your house.
Needs to be partially decorative or speak to them as well.
That's right.
Mm.
Say, hey, baby, that check cash is the same. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
You want to buy new brushes? You shut the fuck up.
That's right.
You cash that check.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about where it's going.
Mm-hmm. So talking to them like that, do you have a lot of female artists in your magazine?
Actually, we do. We found that we have slightly higher female readership than male readership. And part of that could be...
Because of the way you talk, Greg leans
ready to pounce.
Greg is ready to pounce on that microphone.
I think part of that is because, you know, I find myself out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, handing out that business card. Mm-hmm.
That says Debacle.
Right, which I keep right in, you know, by my crotch. It's warm and it's embossed.
Got it.
And it smells good.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, hey, I am too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm a Debacle too.
Right.
Have you ever heard Brian do his 80-year-old black man?
Is it like Billy Crystal's?
No, it's better.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I think that's about all the time.
Wait a minute. No. I want to hear this. It's amazing. I don't think you've even heard it.
I haven't, actually.
Go ahead, Brian.
I'm worried.
I want to go ahead and tell people to make sure they go ahead and check out Debacle.
DebacleMag.com. There's a bunch. Mm-hmm. There's some art.
Thank you.
Get some art up in there. Art is up in there. It's free. Art is free.
I like me some free.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't be such a pussy.
Leave it out of your house. You might get yourself a nice name.
Yes, Matt.
Talk about the debacle on the street. See what happens now.
Bye-bye now.
Thanks for listening.
Adios now.
That's the side show.
That's the side show. Thank you.
Yo! I see a red door and I want it painted black.